Greetings, porn fans. I've gotten my fair share of questions from newbies in my time here on the old porn Reddit, so I thought I would put together a little bit of a guide to share some of the things I've learned along my road to audio whoring on the internet. Please keep in mind, I'm still figuring things out as I go along, and what has worked for me may not work for you. And that's okay. You are the captain of your own smutty ship. This is just my way of doing things. There are tons of amazing performers and styles, and I'm sure as shit not the authority on all things audio. But if you dig what I do, and you're aiming for something similar, then this guide is aimed at you. If you think I suck big sweaty donkey balls, then you might want to ask someone whose content you do enjoy for advice. And you should also keep in mind that if you're planning to post on one of the big audio porn subreddits, you know which ones, that it's a place for amateur porn and this is supposed to be a fun hobby. So don't stress yourself out because I guarantee you there's going to be someone who gets off to the sound of you getting off. I'm going to try to share as much pertinent info here as possible, working under the assumption that you have your porn account and Soundgasm all set up and ready to go. That said, if you have questions or if any of my fellow performers have things they'd like to add, the comments are all yours. And please note that I have posted links in the body of the post to the products to make it easy for you to see what I'm talking about, but most of the prices are listed in Canadian dollars and might be different where you are. Probably cheaper if you're in the US. Let's start with tech. What do you need to have? Most of the questions I get have to do with my equipment. The first and most important thing I can stress to you is that your performance matters more than any piece of equipment you may have. I'm going to say that again. Your performance matters more than any piece of equipment you may have. You do not need a $1,000 mic. It's not going to mean a damn thing if you're not having any fun and you sound like it. So if you only have your phone, then start with that. If you have a $50 mic, use that. If you decide you love this and you want to upgrade later, then cool, but don't break the bank or think you shouldn't make audios because you don't have a state-of-the-art home studio. Why don't you mic me? Let's talk about your mic setup. Before I made porn, I made music, and I recorded on a Samson Go mic, which is about $65 Canadian. It's the size of a matchbox and clips onto your computer screen. It works really well for such a tiny little thing, and it does have direct monitoring, so if you're not familiar with what that means, you can plug a set of headphones in, and you can, you know, hear yourself, or if you're singing along to something, or speaking along with something, or whatever, you can hear yourself with headphones on through the microphone. When I was able to upgrade, though, I went with the Audio-Technica AT2020 USB mic, which has been discontinued by the company, but they've replaced it with the AT2020 USB Plus, which is $219. Not having to buy a separate interface to connect your mic to your computer does save you some money, so any USB mic is a really fantastic start if you want one. And plenty of amazing performers use mics from Blue, like the Snowball and the Yeti. So if you're curious about my exact setup, all of my details are listed in the body of the post. So I'm not going to read them all out here. But yeah, if I hadn't been like super into recording music before I fell into porn, I wouldn't have bothered with all the things that I have. I had most of this stuff before I even made a Reddit account. I'm just gonna list it for anyone who likes my particular sound and might be interested in like knowing exactly what equipment I'm using. So you may notice in the body of the post, I have no soundproofing. In fact, I record in my bedroom with no sound treatment at all. If you find that surprising, then let's talk about the wonders of recording programs. Daw shucks, all about your digital audio workstation. Which, that's a pretentious way to say the program you used to record. From this section on, I'm talking to anyone recording with a mic and their computer, specifically because I don't have enough experience using a phone to record, so I don't really have anything of value to contribute to that conversation. So, the God tier, Big Daddy, of our sweet little audio porn community is none other than Audacity. Almost every performer and editor swears by it because it's powerful, effective, and best of all, it's free. So you can find a billion videos on YouTube about how to use it, how to set it up, what it can do, all the customizations. And if you're just starting out, then that's the best place to start because it's literally not going to cost you anything. My weapon of choice for recording and editing is Reaper, which is $60 USD. You can check them out for free, and as far as I know, you can basically never buy a license if you don't want one, but I did because I love them so much and I want to support them. And again, there are tons of YouTube videos out there that'll teach you everything. And again, a link in the post to the quick video I made on how to get started with it and like some basic editing. The latest addition to my repertoire is Isotope RX Elements, which is about $129 USD, but it's on sale at the moment that I'm recording this for like $21 or something like that. So watch for sales. I was able to buy mine in a bundle with other software for like $50 US. I cannot tell you what this piece of software has done for my recording between the D-Click and the voice denoise. In fact, the audio that is linked in the body of this post almost had to be scrapped because I had major dry mouth and the clicking was extremely bad. But with a couple passes through Elements, I saved myself hours of extra work and recording time, and I was able to preserve a performance that I'm extremely proud of. So if you can afford it and can find it on sale, I recommend you get it. Especially when you record in a less than ideal environment, like I do, having a really powerful noise reduction tool across whatever DAW you're using is a goddamn lifesaver. They see me fully, they hatin'. Where to find sound effects and music. For all the free sounds you could ever want to add to your porn, you can't beat freesound.org or, I don't know how to pronounce this, FeslianStudios.com. Feslian has a catalog of royalty-free music too, which can really set the scene for some scripts. If you're looking for a very specific sound, I always have issues finding the perfect footsteps, for example, then I highly recommend SoundSnap.com. You can purchase a package of 5 sounds for $15 USD, so use this sparingly if you do. But their customer service is next level. I had an issue where I purchased 5 sounds and my account dropped it. So I paid for it. I think I downloaded 1 sound and then there was some sort of glitch. So I reached out to them and I was like, I can't download sounds anymore. Like I bought it. I have my receipts. And they got back to me like the next day and said, oh, so sorry about that. Let's just, we're going to upgrade you to 20 sounds for the inconvenience. And I'm sitting here like, I just got 15 sounds for free because there was a glitch and they got back to me really quickly. Like I fucks with them because they are so good. Most importantly, if you're using music in your audio, make sure you have the rights to it. Those aforementioned big audio porn subreddits can and will pull down your work if you use copyrighted music, and losing all your hard work like that is so not the vibe. And remember, if you don't want to add sound effects to your audios, then don't. And don't underestimate making your own Foley, things like knocking on doors, setting down keys, etc. This can all be part of your performance and can be recorded in the moment. Okay. So, this is getting wordy now. We're at about, I don't know, 10-ish minutes. So, I underestimated how much I would have to say about this, so I'm splitting it up into parts. And I'm going to end this part by once again saying that my word is not law. This is my approach, my experience, and my opinion. I want to share what I have learned so that maybe I can help some of you find your own audio porn vibe. So you get to decide what parts of this you take or leave, and I'm here to support you. So the next part of this little teaching series is going to cover scripts, performance, and sex noises. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening and or reading, and I hope to see you in the comments. Tell me what you think. Bye.